As a father has compassion for his children,
so the Lord has compassion for those who fear God.
As a mother comforts her child,
so I will comfort you, says the Lord.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Whom shall I fear?
The Lord gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak.
Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength.
We know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, eternal in the heavens, a house not made with hands.
Praise be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us worship God. Please be seated. Yet sinners, Christ died for us to wash away our sins. Because we have faith in Him, we dare to approach the throne of God with confidence, asking for forgiveness of our sins. So in faith and in penitence, let us go to the throne of God using first the prayer of confession printed in the bulletin and then praying together in silence. Let us pray. God of all hope and joy, before you our hearts are open and from you no secrets are hidden. We have forgotten that our life is from you and unto you our lives return. We speak of your great love, yet we continue to live in fear of death. We express confidence in the future, but our actions show our lack of faith. Forgive us, God of grace. Help us and heal us, we pray. Raise us from our sin into a better life, that we may end our days in peace, trusting in your kindness until the end, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Who's in a position to condemn us? Only Christ. And Christ died for us. Christ rose for us. Christ reigns in power for us. And Christ prays for us. So know that in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, our sins are indeed forgiven. And Mary Kay's baptism is now confirmed. And she's with the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, heavenly dove, open the words of the Scripture to us, that we might hear the comforting voice of God, that we might feel the comforting presence of God, and that we might be filled with the comforting peace and power of God. In Jesus' name, amen. The first reading is from the Psalms, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. In a psalm chosen by Mary Kay, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and you're coming in from this time on and forevermore. Now, a reading from the Gospel of John. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me, said Jesus. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you will be also. Now let's stand together and turn to number 69 in the Glory to God Purple Hymnal. This was Mary Kay's favorite hymn.
Of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry.
All who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light? Shall I send? Here I am, Lord. It is I, Lord. I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you
seated. Our next reading is the inspiration for that hymn. It's from Isaiah chapter 6. I'm going to begin with verse 5. And I said, woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The seraph touched my mouth with it and said, now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed and your sin is blotted out. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, here I am. Send me. The word of the Lord. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. As I've gotten to know Mary Kay Grum through the eyes of her family and friends, I've come to know a devoted wife, mother, and grandmother with a deep faith, a devotion to family, friends, and community, and a servant's tender heart. There's a book by a marriage and family therapist, Dr. Gary Chapman. Actually, he wrote a series of books based on the concept that each of us has a love language. He identifies five love languages: words of affirmation, gifts, physical touch, acts of service, and quality time. Dr. Chapman opines that often the problem in relationships is that people have a different primary love language. The reason I mention this is that as an only child born to a wealthy family, it seems that Mary Kay did not receive much quality time from her parents. As such, she also did not parent in a way that gave much quality time to her children. This does not mean that she did not love them. It meant that she was speaking a different love language. Her friends tell stories about how proud she was of her children and grandchildren. If I had to guess, Mary Kay's primary love language was gifts, with a secondary language of acts of service. Her friends tell of a trip to France where Mary Kay insisted on shopping for a beautiful dress for her granddaughter. They looked until they found a very expensive, elaborate dress with tight sleeves. Unfortunately, when they got home to present the dress to the granddaughter, she'd broken her arm, and the cast would not fit in the dress. If the thought counts, Mary Kay was thinking of her granddaughter who was thousands of miles away and spent valuable vacation time looking for a dress for her. Clearly, Mary Kay loved her family. Another example of the love language of gifts is the elaborate and plentiful Christmas gifts she would give her family. Chris relates that under the tree won't be half as full now that Mom is gone. Furthermore, when Mary Kay gave a gift, it was typically accompanied by a handwritten note full of sentiment. It was obvious that the gifts were well thought out and sincere. As beautiful and poised as Mary Kay was, She was apparently quite accident prone. Her friends would not let her drive as she had numerous auto accidents. The one time she tried to ride a motorcycle, she ran it directly into a wall. Her friend Brenda Elliott relates that she spent time with Mary Kay in emergency rooms everywhere. Her family relates that she fell off a porch about 6 feet and landed squarely on her face, requiring over 100 stitches. As generous as Mary Kay was with her money, she was also generous with her time. Friends tell of times when Mary Kay and Clifford would offer to run errands and make deliveries when a family member was sick. They would say, "Whatever you need for us to do." Therefore, they also obviously had a strong acts of service love language. While Mary Kay spent time in school at Hockaday in Dallas, she never forgot her Kilgore ties. She maintained her friendship with Cullen Ramsey, a quarter horse breeder and childhood friend since the second grade. He relates that Mary Kay was always very smart and amazed him with her detailed knowledge of horse breeding and bloodlines. In high school, he noted she was a sophomore beauty and a member of the Junior Classical League, the Latin Club. She was a friend to everyone, and in spite of her privileged upbringing, was down to earth, and a word that comes up all the time with her, kind. Kind. Lifelong friend Janice Cochran relates that Mary Kay was a junior high cheerleader and very popular. Her parents gave her a nice car, a Ford Fairlane 500 with Continental kit, when she got her driver's license. She would drive the girlfriends places that Janice is not willing to disclose even to this day. She confirms that Mary Kay was very smart and graduated from Sweetbriar in 3 years. And then got a graduate degree from SMU. Mary Kay stayed in touch with her classmates from Kilgore and would attend gatherings of friends in Kilgore up until the time of Clifford's death, December 19th, 2016. Mary Kay and Clifford were devoted to each other and to service. They traveled the world, including a world tour with National Geographic Tours. In seeing the world, they also saw a world in need. They became donors to the Medical Benevolence Foundation, establishing, quote, a legacy of impact and change in developing countries like few others, relates Donna Childress, the vice president for marketing of the organization. There's not time here today to list all Mary Kay's accomplishments with this one organization even. Some examples are the establishment of the MBF Center for Global Nursing Development, which is a professional resource for mission nursing schools in the Caribbean and Africa. Scholarships to students who are called Mary Kay Scholars. And I understand there's been over 700 of those. And in October, the very first Masters of Nursing class in Haiti will graduate, entirely funded by Mary Kay. Mary Kay's response to the call to service has had a profound impact on this local community as well. In this sanctuary, largely funded by Clifford Grum, we are steps away from a beautiful early learning center funded largely by Clifford and Mary Kay. Mary Kay has also served on the board of Hospice of the Pines and the East Texas Museum. Mary Kay's heart for service also had a lighter side. Joey Henderson tells of the time Mary Kay was at the Garden of the Gods Country Club in Colorado, dressed to the nines, as she usually was, And a lady came up to her and said, "You look like you're somebody." Mary Kay quickly answered, "I am." Mary Kay's sense of humor is also illustrated by the mannequin dressed like a golfer that she set up in her backyard facing the golf course. The mannequin was so lifelike that golfers would wave to it. Mary Kay's joie de vivre, humor and service came from a deep faith in God. I've seen many lists of hymns and scriptures left behind as instructions for funeral services, but none as long as Mary Kay's. The music at this service all comes from her list, including her favorite hymn, "Here I Am, Lord." The hymn is based on the scripture from Isaiah when he accepts his call to be a prophet of the Lord. It's often used at ordination services and contains the powerful words, "I will hold your people in my heart." Mary Kay held God's people in her heart. Now she has presented herself in the presence of God and heard the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Mary Kay, we will miss you and hold you and all God's people in our hearts. Amen. Having heard the word of God read, sung, and proclaimed, let's stand together and say what we believe. Use the words printed in the bulletin from the Heidelberg Catechism. What is your only comfort in life and in death? That I belong, body and soul, in life and in death, not to myself, but to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ, who at the cost of his own blood has fully paid for all my sins and has completely freed me from the dominion of the devil. That he protects me so well that without the will of my Father in heaven, not a hair can fall from my head. Indeed, that everything must fit his purpose for my salvation. Therefore, by his Holy Spirit, he also assures me of eternal life and makes me wholeheartedly willing and ready from now on to live for him. Please be seated. Our prayers of the people are responsive. When I say, "By your grace, O God," please respond, "Raise us from death to life." Let us pray. Eternal God, maker of heaven and earth, you formed us from the dust of the earth, and by your breath you gave us life. We glorify you. By your grace, O God. Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, you tasted death for all humanity. And by raising from the dead, you open the way to eternal life. We praise you. By your grace, O God. Holy Spirit, author and giver of life, you are the comforter of all sorrow, our sure confidence and everlasting hope. We worship you. To you, O blessed Trinity, be glory and honor forever and ever. By your grace, O God. O God, who gave us birth, you are ever more ready to hear than we are to pray. You know our needs before we ask. Show us now your grace, that as we face the mystery of death, we may see the light of eternity. By your grace, O God. Speak to us once more your solemn message of life and of death. Help us to live as those who are prepared to die. And when our days are ended, enable us to die as those who go forth to live. so that living or dying, our life may be in Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. By your grace, O God. Eternal God, we thank you for the great company of all who have had the faith, finished their race, and who now rest from their labor. We praise you for those dear to us, whom we name in our hearts before you. Especially we thank you for Mary Kay Grum, whom we commit to your care and whom you have now received into your presence. Help us to believe where we have not seen, trusting you to lead us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
To temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
To all you meet. Know that you, like Mary Kay, are called to service. Go forth and hold God's people in your heart. Pass the peace of Christ among you as you go. May the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
And now may the grace, mercy, peace, and power of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. Amen.